Lounge Podcast. Come on. That's LLP. Welcome to Losa's Lounge Podcast. Come on. That's LLP. Welcome to Losa's Lounge Podcast. Come on.
Losa's Lounge Podcast. Carlos Reyes, I am your host, otherwise known as Los, and I'm honored and I'm excited and God is good. Please welcome my fabulous co-host, Elder Statesmen and Women. They are part of the fabric. They are the fabric of the lounge. Give it up for the first lady of the lounge, Jasmine. Woo! Yay! Oh. Oh. Jasmine's feeling old. And as usual, per usual, we got Brother Dini, otherwise known as Harry, in the building.
Brother Dini here, how y'all feeling? How y'all feeling?
All right, let's get into it. On this episode, everybody, well, first of all, if you're listening, I hope you're in a safe space. Thank you for tuning in on whichever platform you're listening to. A big shout out to Anchor FM. A big shout out to Instagram followers and those who have supported the show and still listen. But don't forget that Losa's Lounge Podcast, we'll be taking a break after this episode because it's the season finale. Woo-hoo. And when I say that, I mean it. Because, man, this has been the longest season. I don't even think TV season shows go on this long. Definitely. A year and a half? Well, we put in the work. First and foremost, we're going to get into the Grammys. We're going to give our opinions about the Grammy Awards. I want to talk to my fellow co-host about that. We're also going to get into the discussion about fear. And this is something that Harry and I said we were going to do a little bit more investigation, but I feel like we're just going to speak from the heart on this one because fear is such a natural emotion, a natural thing for any human. And I think that we all have experience in that where we can just really express. But that's really looking forward to that conversation presented in part by Dini. Jasmine's in the building broadcasting live all the way from her location. I will not say because the killer is out there. But with that said, we have a few other hot topics, and you already know, great laughs, and I'm excited to have my family here with me. So let's get right into it. Jasmine, how are you doing, my love?
I'm good, just tired.
And Jasmine, I'm just going to ask that you speak up a little bit louder, and just because I don't have my, I left the microphone itself at home, so I'm using the laptop microphone.
Of course you did. You left the microphone.
Second time I did it.
What kind of podcaster is that?
Yeah.
What's a podcaster without a mic?
What's a podcaster without a mic? How you feel, Queen?
I feel good. Yeah, good. I just have back pain. I don't know why, but yeah.
Well, you're prehistoric, so.
Hey, this may not make sense to you, but just a random question, Jazz. Revolution or Sign of the Times?
Revolution or silence? Of time?
Or the sign of the times?
Revolution.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know what's going on in this episode, but is that somebody's album?
It's Prince. Those are his two bands. He started with the
Revolution. Oh, that's right. Well, he also had the New Power Generation, though.
That as well, but I don't.
That's my. MPG was the shit. All right, yeah. So I guess we're going to go into Prince.
Sorry. No. It was random. You know what I mean? That's what I do here.
Hey, don't forget that Losa's Lounge Podcast is also on YouTube. And don't forget to follow the Instagram channel. And I'm so excited because this is the season 2 finale episode. And, I always talk about this off air. Well, maybe not always, but we talk about this off air. And even with Jasmine, the show was created over 2 years ago. Look, when I'm not here anymore, I want my family to always feel like I'm still here with them. They can always hit play. But it goes along with purpose and entertainment. And I'm just so grateful that you guys have really rolled this out with me. I know I've been a pain in the ass, especially with Jasmine. We potting today. Jasmine will get a random ass text for the last 2 years. And she's like, no, nigga, I got kids. I'm going to edit that N-word part out. No, my dude, I have kids. And now this one over here to my right's a papa. And he's like, no, my dude, I'm married with kids. When am I going to get married and have kids? Probably. That's okay. Listen, season 2 finale. Let's go. The Grammy Awards. The 2023 Grammy Awards, as you all know, you might have watched it. You know everybody's talking about it. And my focus really isn't so much to linger on the Beyonce thing. Y'all knew Beyonce wasn't getting that Grammy, and I'm gonna tell you why. Soon as she started winning all of those Grammys throughout the night, and the night was kind of being made of a big deal for her, I said, now they're gonna turn around and give the most prize, what we're really waiting for, to another motherfucker. What happened? Another motherfucker won. I wanna know, did anybody catch Adele's face? Adele was sitting behind Harry Styles.
She actually walked away.
She looked pissed that Beyonce didn't win that. I'm sure she wasn't even worried about her. You heard Adele pour her heart out 4 years ago at the Grammy for Beyonce.
I love Adele's album, by the way. Just saying. I just want to say that. That album was very
good. You want to get into it real quick? Talk about it.
Little People is my favorite track of probably last year, besides some Nas stuff. You know what I mean? But Adele dropped Little People. I think it's called, Little Love. Little Love. And, you know, maybe that's just simply because my wife was pregnant at the time. You know what I'm saying? It's about her children or her son, whatever, and her son is talking throughout it. So I like that album. I just wanted to put that out. I just wanted to make sure.
No, it's cool. I appreciate that because I don't really listen to Adele. So here's the issue that I want to bring up first. What the demonic practice is going on? What the
your boy?
What the satanic rituals was happening?
Mr. Smith.
First and foremost, I remember when Sam Smith came out in 2013-14, and he was like a white Luther. Now I know I'm being dramatic, but he gave you those vibes, and he made you feel like if this man keeps singing like this and gets better and better, wow.
First album.
I'm not too sure who this guy is that came on my television screen. First of all, I saw his video the other day too. I love it. Be a queen. Wear all the shit that don't fit you. Look, go ahead, girl. Hey, sis. That's part of the. I'm with all that. Dude, it's not for me. The song sucks. Actually, I've heard a few songs of his that I'm like, what happened, dude?
Trash.
Anyways, I see the performance, and I had to change the channel. I said, not today. What the demonic, satanic shit? You don't play with God like that. And I was just talking about this earlier with somebody. You're playing the devil and bringing all this demonic aesthetic to the masses with your song that's already called Unholy, which is whatever, it's your art, but come on. I didn't like it when Lil Nas X did it with his video for Montero, sliding down the pole down to hell, because he wanted to go dance and yo, you don't play like that. And I'm not sitting here to judge anyone. I have a luggage full of sins that'll take me from here to the moon and back. But what I don't fuck with is the disrespect to God like that.
So let me ask you this then, or both of you, I guess. Do you feel that there's limits on artistic expression?
Bro, even when I saw Madonna reenact The Last Supper, it's on her YouTube channel. It started out as something artsy and went left for me, and it didn't sit right with me. And you guys know me better than anyone, like my mom and my dad. You know I never say shit like this. I've watched Madonna dance as a stripper on the Rebel Heart Tour? The pole that was shaped on the cross. I've seen it all.
You had a problem with that?
But where do we draw the line now? I feel like now that I'm getting a little older, it bothers me. It bothers my spirit. Mm. And I'm not going to sit here and put an artist first before God.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's like to each its own. But also you need to understand, I mean, we don't know his religious beliefs, if he does have any type of beliefs, because Catholic, Judaism, you know, Muslims, that's not the only one. Remember, you have pagan people, you have atheists, and you have Satanists. Who's not to say he's Satanist and he's just practicing his religious beliefs? Now, we can't judge him for it. Yes, we might not agree with it, but we can't judge him, because it's like if you went on a stage and said you had a whole choir and sang that Jesus loves everybody, you can't get upset if people are like, oh no, you're taking it too far now.
Yeah, I agree. I have to agree with her.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. For me, what I'm saying is, because I love when people push the boundary. Mm-hmm. I like artistic expression. I like pushing the boundary myself, even just in my common talk with people sometimes. But at the same time, Jazz, that was, it was, there was, it was, there was, what was the message? It was nothing artsy about it. It wasn't anything. No. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. And pissed me off.
I mean, I don't know. It pissed you off, of course. I mean, but, you know, everything is not everyone's cup of tea. So, that's just, you know, I guess. But from what I've seen on TikTok also, you're not the only one. A lot of people agree with you. Like, they didn't like it. I didn't see his performance, so I can't say. I've seen, like, you know, little bits and pieces, like what she posted on Instagram.
Right.
But I didn't see it, so I can't really speak about it. But I did see a TikTok on him, and someone said, you know, from when he came out, how clean cut and very professional he looks and everything, to now, like the difference and what the industry has done to him. And I'm all for, you know, speaking your truth. You know, maybe in the beginning he was kind of in a shell. He had a little shell on, you know, wasn't sure how the public was going to receive him as being a gay man, and now he's probably feeling more comfortable. But I feel like a lot of people are taking this comfortability of their sexuality or who they are a little bit too extreme.
I mean, we've seen extremism in many genres. We've seen, because first we can talk about extremism in with over-sexuality in hip-hop. We can do that even with people like Madonna and stuff like that. But I just feel like, I don't know, this, the industry, damn, bro, the industry got you, bro. Who co-signed this? Because here's the thing. The song isn't the greatest, in my opinion. But he could have presented that some way. You know what? I'm not going to criticize. You know what? Let me stop judging. The point is, for me, it didn't sit right in my spirit. And I couldn't. And I was like, damn, Sammy, I used to rock with him. I was so happy for him when he lost all his weight. And he looked so gorgeous on him. I mean, I thought he was gorgeous even as a chunky guy. Like, I love a chunky boy with a cute face. And the fact that he can sing? Come on now. But be comfortable. Do it. Do it, baby. Wear all that gay, extra gay shit. Look, I love gay shit. You done see me perform as Little Kim, dressed as a man, with a rocking the skirt and the denim. I get it. But bro, like, I don't know. I think the cool thing about this, and I don't want to sound selfish, but I like hearing myself talk like this, because for me, I feel like, what the growing up is going on? What the evolving is going on? You know, no, it's just something to think about. It didn't sit well. And then you cut to the end of the show. Now, this I can't really critique too much, because Madonna did it too for Holy Water on the Rebel Heart Tour. Same performance where she's dancing with the strippers as nuns on the cross-like pole, where they have the setup of the Last Supper. You saw the. But I gotta say, Jay-Z and all of them look so dope sitting at the table. The way they had it set up, it was beautiful. But they weren't. I mean, yeah, there were liquor bottles and stuff like that. I'm sure Jesus wouldn't approve. But then again, he made wine. I don't know. So how come I'm not offended by that? And I'm bothered more. I just don't play with the devil. And don't play with God like that. Because, look, I just don't know.
But your belief is not their belief.
You're right. But why do we have to watch that on CBS? I feel like a grandpa. And I never wanted to be this person, but for me, for my morals,
you know, I'm not saying, you know, you're not wrong, but you, the same way you're saying, right. Why do we need to see that on national TV? Is the same way how a person who's homophobic saying, why do I need to see two gay people
kiss
on TV? Yeah.
You know, Lil Boosie made a great point when Boosie was being attacked for all his homophobic shit, but I remember him sitting on the Breakfast Club, whether he mentioned it or not, but I'm going to use this as an example. It's not even about gays. I don't even want to see there's just too much over-sexuality in general for young kids to be at these wholesome award shows that are supposed to be celebrating music too fast, too soon. But that's all I really wanted to say about that, and I want to move on to the part. Beyonce obviously didn't win album of the year, but there's nothing new under the sun with that.
America has
a problem.
I think Bad Bunny, and not because I'm Spanish, and you know it would have been a phenomenal thing for a you know, Puerto Rico and the Hispanic community, but I think that was a snub.
Only yeah,
because Bad Bunny is the hottest artist in the world right now.
Talk it. Most streams on Spotify.
Most streams.
Apple Music.
Sold out concerts. Every single
stadium
concert
tours.
He
got white people going crazy. Got everyone loving him.
That's exactly. He got all types of people going crazy for him. He
talk about
white,
it.
Black, Asian, every freaking walks of earth going crazy. Like, my son don't speak Spanish, but he knows Bad Bunny songs. Which I was shocked, because I didn't even know a bad word.
I think Bad Bunny tapped into a zeitgeist that was needed to be tapped into, and it crossed over once Latinos knew it in Puerto Rico, and that, you know. But once the rest of the world caught on, beautiful. You know, I agree. He should have also probably been a good contender for. He probably should have won.
I think he should have won, personally.
I mean, if you're number one all the time, if you're the most streamed, there's a reason. You can't tell me that the white folks in the Grammy boards don't have them at all on their Apple Pod, you know, when they're working out. I want to bring up this point to the both of you. I saw this on Instagram today. Whether it's fake news or not, I don't care. But I think it was real because they quoted the people and they had the people's names. I just can't remember them. There was some Grammy voters saying, we're tired of voting for, we didn't want Adele or Beyonce to win Album of the Year because they win everything already. And with Beyonce, every time she drops a new album, there's all this hype and blah, 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 and that's all you hear about. What are your thoughts on that? Because it wasn't just one person, it was a couple of, I'm sure it was many that were caught saying that in their Grammy, whatever. What are your thoughts about around that? Now, these are Grammy voters. These are the people in the recording.
You know how I feel about Beyonce.
Okay, so let's eliminate Beyonce and Adele. Let's just focus on that whole point. Damn, I'm not going to credit you because whenever, you know, that's fucked up. The bias of it all.
No.
Not the bias. That's the wrong word. Help me. You usually save me in these moments.
Yeah. I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Like, you're dismissing it because of that? You're not even thinking... You're taking away its credibility for getting that award because you feel like it's oversaturated, that every time this artist comes out, that it's just already hyped. And they said they already win all the awards. Well, guess what? You keep nominating the same fucking 8 people. What the Taylor Swift? What the heck? I didn't even know Harry Styles had an album out. I went and listened to it.
That's why I was so fucking, I was like, He has an album, like he has a new album out, right. Like I haven't heard shit, I haven't really seen anything about him. Like, how dare, like, don't get me wrong, I really thought that Beyonce only because, you know, right now, like they said, Beyonce's being overhyped, she's overrated in my eyes, sorry, but I know you're a Beehive type person. Beyonce is overrated in my eyes. I think people are making her more than what she seems, and she's looking at everyone like little peasants, and it's disgusting. The same way how she's too good to walk down the red carpet and Grammy. Sis, if it wasn't because of the Grammy, you wouldn't be who you were.
Honey, she got there like in the middle of the show.
Exactly.
That's not her fault. That's traffic. Now we can't. No, come on now.
That's lies. This is not the first time.
That's not her.
Every single Grammy for the past couple of years, she does not go on the red carpet.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If you don't believe me, look it up. She shows up after the red carpet.
Oh, but I thought you was criticizing for showing up like an hour late because that was traffic, baby. And you know what? Did you see Jazz?
It's called proper time. Proper timing.
Did you see the... Well, I thought so too because who the fuck wants to sit through all that shit? But what I love, Jasmine and Harry, is when she got there... The camera started panning over to Trevor Noah and them sitting at the table, and it looked like her and Jay were in conversation, but she looked rather annoyed. And then Jay, it looks like when Jay, when they realize the camera's on them, Jay offers her some douce, and she's like, nah. You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, yeah, she was like, nah. And then he goes, I'm gonna show you my face, Harry. And then he goes, nah.
That's a Jay face.
Yeah, he was like,
That's a whole thing.
Like, he gave her like, nah, bitch, you need this, like, right now. I thought that was a cute moment.
I didn't see the Grammy. I didn't see the Grammy. The only thing I saw was, which I played over YouTube, was Bad Bunny's performance.
Which was beautiful.
The 50th anniversary of hip-hop.
Let's get into it. Let's go. Thank you. Let's go, hip-hop. And you know what? I'm going to pass this off to you. Did you watch the performance?
I watched some.
You know, I watched a few clips, but no, I didn't watch the whole thing.
What are your thoughts?
I see that a lot of people are upset that, you know, for several reasons. You know, a lot of people are upset that they weren't invited or that they weren't performing. So, I don't know. I find that interesting as well. Case in point, Willie D with the Ghetto Boys. You know, just a lot of rappers are coming out and posting videos saying pretty much how upset they were that they weren't invited, and you know, it's called Hip Hop 50, so they should be there performing. I'm more upset at the gap that they did. They went from, you know, the early days, and then they went to 2003, and then they jumped all, like, the next 20 years. They had no Luda, no Jeezy, no Kendrick, no Cole.
I thought it was me that noticed that.
Nah, this nigga, me too. Shit. I was like, yo, how you jump? Yo, what? You jumped all them years? Like, you could have had Luda there, like, just to represent, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, they fell flat in that juncture. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, they fell flat. So, that's my personal opinion. I don't know. So, you watched it. So, how'd you feel about it?
The beginning had me so hyped because, you know, from the 80s.
Facts.
Especially when LL came with his kangaroo hat. I was like, oh, that's...
He's the man. Yo, he's the... Yes, LL's the man.
That's the LL that I fell for in 1982.
Facts. I dig it.
And then when they, you know, a little bit, like, the launch, I was like, all right, cool, now we're getting to... And then they jumped. And then I'm like, whoa, what happened to, like, even anybody from Bad Boys, like, Little
Kenny,
I could have
brought. Oh my gosh. Yo, hold up. Let me just give you a virtual high five, because you just took the next words out of my mouth. Keep going.
You know what I'm saying? Like, with the relevant people, like, yes, okay, you had Missy Elliott, but where are the other ones? Like, you could have Trina on there.
Yo, keep going. Jazz, keep going.
You know what I'm saying? They could have had so many other people, Mace. Like,
ooh, keep going, Jazz.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where's that gap? And then they went from that to Lil Baby. Like, are you serious? Like,
we're on the same page.
People right now, and that I don't even know who that gorilla girl, I guess her name is. I didn't know who she was.
Glorilla.
Yes. You pick those two people for this generation right now?
Insane. Like, insane. I would have picked even Lotto, and I'm not the biggest Lotto fan, but even Lotto got more credibility than Glorilla right
Nikki
now.
Should have been up there.
Sure, yeah, no, like, that's what we're saying. Yeah. There's a lot of people that should have been
up there. Yeah, a lot of people should have been up there. Nikki should have been up there, though. And I'm not even a hardcore Nikki fan, and I know Nikki's got this gripe with the Grammys, Nikki, but in the name of hip-hop, Nikki should have been invited there.
By the way, I saw a clip of her. Oh, and some other chick, like, presenting an award for her, looking 10 top, 10 out of 10. Anyways, keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. You know, and that's the thing. So it's kind of... You know, it harkens to those lists that we always see, you know, we're never really going to agree on top 10, top, you know, it's always that thing.
I love it, though.
But I love it because it keeps the conversation about hip hop going.
Yes, I love that.
And it shows
that.
Everybody's range that. And variety and who respects who. And
yes, bro.
Because ultimately, I think there's respect across the board for all of these artists.
Would you say that's the heart and soul of these conversations, bro?
But that's the heart and soul of hip hop. Wouldn't you say that? And the correlation of that. It's right. The idea of, yes, to answer your question, yes, I'll stop. I hear what I'm doing. Yes. I thought it was brilliant. I loved it. I felt like...
You hear this bitch ass nigga jazz?
I felt like a kid again, as you guys did probably listening to all of it. I thought it was great. And you know what? I agree with you. I didn't like the last few ones from this new generation. Because if you're going to put anybody from the new generation... Did they even have Drake?
Nah, but Drake got beef with the Grammys.
But he ain't. And I understand that. So okay, fine. And look, I'm pushing for people I don't even listen to, because it just makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're gonna do this, let's do this. You know?
Exactly.
The greats should have put everybody who has this gripe with the Grammys and be like, look, out of respect for the fathers of hip hop and out of respect for your craft, you will be here. You will be here. If we're gonna do this, let's do this.
Now, did Jen notice the energy shift when
Lil
Baby came out?
Actually, yes, but...
Sorry, yes.
I wasn't sure if it was because of Lil Baby or because it was just, I don't know, because it was hip-hop. I'll be honest, like, sometimes I'm always like, yo, sometimes shit is a little too black for folks.
No, well, one is, you know, know, even Julio said, he picked the wrong song, which is true. He did, because it was so hyped up. You had everyone like really banging out and dancing and everything. And then you came with this song, like kind of mellowed down. So it could be part of how the song is, like how mellow it was. But the second he went on stage, even before that, like everyone's energy completely shifted.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
If you really look at it, people kind of like started drinking. Even you saw what's that girl's name? Is it Lotto? No, I don't think it's the one that was with in Paris with the glitter face.
Oh, Doja Cat.
Doja, yeah.
Yes, Doja Cat. She was hyper. Then when Lil Baby on, she just started taking her drink. She was looking around like. No one was interested.
Well, think about it. Is this the man that was made all those crazy comments?
No.
Is this the, or is
that's,
that?
That's the baby.
Oh, fuck.
That's the baby. I don't know which baby it is.
Never mind. Then that just, you can skip my thought.
No, Jazz is right. Jazz is right. It was Lil Baby. Jazz is right. It's Lil Baby.
Oh, it is Lil Baby? The one that
not
made
the baby.
So who is she talking about now?
The baby is the one that made the comments. She's okay. Talking about Lil
baby.
Baby.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so no, I don't have a counterpoint because I had a whole different thing. I thought it was the other guy, and you obviously know what I'm gonna say. They're probably still mad at him, but let's cap this off. Let's cap this off. Cap in the sense of and close this segment off with. I feel like I also would have loved to see an in memoriam of hip hop. Right afterwards, it would have been, and I know you've only got so much time, and God bless Questlove for putting this together. I'm also questioning, but why him? Why are we always going to him now?
This is the fucking goat.
He is. I want to bring
he's
up
a curator.
I
like
want
he's
to bring
a true curator.
I want to bring up a point that you know what? Let me finish my point here. It would have been nice if they all were there on that stage and then behind them on the screen and then cut to the memoriam of those fallen soldiers in hip hop as well too, because they too.
I feel you, but they didn't because they have an in memoriam at the end for everybody. So they didn't do it just separate one for hip-hop. They did one for everybody.
Maybe I'm asking for too much. For the Grammys. At the same time, too. Let's play devil's advocate. Right. Yeah. I don't want to sound like I'm being...
I kind of agree with you. I feel like during the performance, while everyone was performing, they could have had video to show that they could have had videos of the latest and greatest of people who passed in the hip-hop.
We could have had a Jam Master Jay. We could have had a Left Eye. We could have had an ODB seg. You know, like just little intricates there. Tupac and Big. Just, you know, I'm not saying everybody because them will be there all night. And I'm not trying to throw shade.
A lot of motherfuckers passed.
But a lot of motherfuckers passed. And look at this new generation. They're not doing so hot either.
They're passing so, even the same
even
age.
Even younger.
No, think about it. They're passing at the same age, even younger. Like, remember, Pac and Big were young, bro.
This is true, too.
They were young, bro.
Yeah.
Aaliyah was young. Yeah, like, they were young.
And it was just Prince's anniversary, too, 23 years.
Yeah. Wow.
That shit is sad, man.
Well, this concludes our first segment here talking about the 2023 Grammy Awards and hip-hop and everything in between. We are going to move on. Once again, this is the season 2 finale. If we're going to do it, let's do it.
Let's do it.
That's the name of the episode. If we're going to do it, let's do it.
Don't step on my time.
You just said that earlier. I have you on recording. You said that's the name of the episode.
Give me that.
What?
Okay.
We'll be right back after this break. Thank you. I'm excited about just the three of us being on the episode again together. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about where the both of you are in your life personally, where I'm at in my life personally. I'm excited about the buds on the trees that are behind, that in the backyard, when my backyard, well, I don't have a backyard. They're growing. They're blooming a little bit. I'm getting life. I'm getting spring. I'm getting, yo, it's going to be in the 50s, 50, 51 for the next few days.
I need it.
You could drop back down to zero again, but let me get that 50s for a week.
No, don't drop down to zero.
You know God's going to do what he want to do.
That's facts.
You know God is the weatherman. WWLP ain't the weatherman. The Lord is. All right, everybody. Welcome back to talking about, all glory to God, all praise and to my higher power. All right, so with that said, let's go on. It's the season 2 finale. I am excited. You know, one of the things that holds us back in life is fear. And fear is something that we are, I don't know. I don't even know if we're taught fear or if, I guess we could be taught fear, but fear even as a kid for stupid shit, for the boogeyman. And like, are we taught it or is that?
Well, to be fair, I mean, Ivy is, you know, only 2 months old and she gets scared. You know, not even for like what you would typically say is scary. She gets scared for you know, anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, she
fear
just...
is one of the five core feelings.
Right.
That we are naturally born with.
Beautiful. So I guess what I'm trying to say is we're born with that. And Harry had this this wonderful idea about talking about fear. And that's something we never really discussed. And I want you to just take charge of this right now, man. Put your foot down. Go ahead.
Well, I'll be honest. I'm pretty high and I don't remember much of this, but.
All right.
I can't remember what the premise was, what exactly I was trying to get into about
you
fear.
Will once you get
remember,
into it.
Do you remember? Like,
not at all. But when you think about fear, what do you think of?
Weeks
what,
ago.
What? All right.
When
well,
I think about fear, what?
What do you fear?
What do I fear? Well, my fears have changed since I've had my daughter.
Sure. So, oh, yeah.
You know, the fears have changed.
That's a lot of,
yes. of things have shifted. So a lot of things, you know, a lot of selfish ways that I've probably had or have just kind of vanished on their own without me having to do much work on it.
That's beautiful, bro.
It's just something else has taken up space. I think that's what it is. Just in my mental file cabinet. You know what I'm saying? I only have so much, but... I just truly feel that, you know, something else more, you know, obviously more important has taken up that space, and I'm so happy about it. Like, it's joyous to think of, like when we watch the movie John Q, it's super sad, but like, that's a joyous thing to think of, like, nah, I would give up everything. Like, here, take my heart. I know that means that I'm gone, but you haven't even lived your life. You're however many years, you know, old, so... You know, there's when you have some scary moments with your infant, your newborn, you just kind of your mind goes to different places. It stretches a different muscle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. things that I never would have imagined being, you know, having fear of. It just clicks. It just shifted. It wasn't even, like I said, didn't really have to do much work with it. It was natural.
What things held you back? Like, did you ever have fears? Because we set goals for ourselves, or we have ideas to do, or even just to get up and go to the fucking park and just go for a walk. And I don't know how that really resonates with fear, but like, it's that holding back part. So fear holds back, makes us hold back sometimes, right?
For sure.
Is there anything that's made anyone recently hold back, like fear or something? Like, maybe Jasmine, maybe even you spoke about purchasing a house earlier and just like. You guys know, you guys are new homeowners. What was the fear like even into that for you? And I know that's something I'm just trying to pinpoint, I guess.
You know, I had the fear every month. but you know, now being a homeowner, I had the fear of not paying my mortgage, or the fear of something like breaking down and not having the funds to fix it, because you know, when you rent, your toilet breaks, you call your landlord.
Facts.
And it is not coming out of your pocket. So right. It's you don't care. You know, if you're not paying for electricity, you don't care how long the light's on. You can have the light on all 24/7. Now it's more of, okay, we have to make sure, you know, we don't put certain things in the toilet, or we don't do certain things because cesspool is a heavy charge if something, you know, messes up in your cesspool. Minimal $500. And the winter actually made me more fearful because this oil bill that I have monthly is bitch.
Right. Oh, you got oil.
Oh, yeah. But you guys are converting that, aren't you? That's what you guys said when I was at your house.
Yes.
But that costs money too, so.
Yeah, that costs about 20 bands.
Damn, yo.
Yeah.
Why am I talking like I'm 19? I mean, damn, yo.
It would be more cost efficient once we actually do it, because, you know, gas is way more cheaper than
sure.
you know, oil, and plus my electricity also will come down even more because mm-hmm. I could actually put a gas stove. I don't mm-hmm. have to use electric stove.
Right.
It's an investment.
It's an investment. And I know about the oil. I can relate to you because even though I wasn't a homeowner, but you remember Rainy Street.
Oh, I remember. Our oil.
Listen. And when I didn't have it and it got brick in there, it felt like Antarctica. You know, we had to chill in one single room to stay warm. So I get it. I understand it. And I understand it from the homeowner's perspective because my parents used to always say that, yo, stop turning up the heat. And you 19, you're like, what the fuck, man? Like, why? No one's telling me why. No, I know why. You know, it's funny. I laughed when you said, am I gonna, and when you started answering, only because I thought about the conversation we had like the first week of January. And I said, yo, Jazz, how was your electric bill? Because they had, first of all, it's a big property. And I had all Christmas everything up. Disgusting. So all that lightage. And she was like, yo, I'm so poor.
You know how much was my bill? Mid-December to mid-January.
Oh, we talked about this. No, this is the conversation. Yo, speak on how your electricity bill was. That's right. I lose in this conversation. Go ahead.
Remember, I told you it was $300, but that was a combination of
from the
my first week. So remember, I was like, well, the December, the Christmas light situation, all the way to January, $188.
Brother, Jesus. That same month, asking me how much my electricity was from my small ass studio.
How much?
Yo, brother, $200 and something, bro.
Jesus 228. Christ, Los, what the fuck?
Hand to God, 228.
Nigga, that's disgusting.
And she got a whole property. That's you got property. Look at you looking at me like they playing you, but we're on the same fucking company. The same grid.
No, not me.
Whose grid I'm you on? They got their own grid?
Yeah.
Oh man, damn it, man.
You're not the only one. I heard even Connecticut, no, a lot
it's
of people
Eversource.
Are complaining.
Eversource.
It's skyrocketed.
No,
it's
Eversource is ridiculous. The rates are just, it's mm-hmm. it's part of that whole inflation shit, but they've been doing this for years now. And there's, you know, it's to the point where here in Massachusetts, the government has had to step in here to say, yo, wait, no, what's going on? Because too many people are like, yo, this is insane. It's insane. Yeah. I don't have property. You do, and your bill came in cheaper than mine. And I don't even have my heat on all the time like that.
And you have a smaller property. Like, I you have disgusted. A little space. Your whole apartment is the size of my living room.
Right! You got a nice living room, though.
Which one? Are you talking about the den?
Right! Which living room are we talking about? The first... See, you over here living your white privileged life, you damn Karen. I like it. I like to see my people grow. I'm going to be there soon. Don't worry. This is the decade. And we're going to make this hopefully in the next 6 years. Okay, let's move on wait, what were we talking about, though?
We were talking about fear.
Fear. Okay. So I think one of my fears are, I hate to sound morbid, and not that I would put myself in this position, but like an untimely death and not really accomplishing those adulting things, you know, the buying a house. Right now, I'm just still trying to buy my new car and I just did my taxes. I didn't even hit file. Fuck you, TurboTax, and fuck you, government. How the fuck did I make the most money once again this year? And all of a sudden, you're telling me I owe you. You know what? I'm talking too much. The point is, mm-hmm. what?
Yeah.
Disgusted. But motherfucking Jeff Bezos and all these motherfucking billionaires and Beyonce and Jay and all these motherfucking people that we stand, these motherfuckers ain't paying the same taxes. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I'm speaking so vulgar, and I'm sorry that I'm sounding like a 21-year-old, but let's talk the talk. And in terms of the vulgarity, not in terms of the topic. It's just, it annoys the hell out of me. It really does. And I hate it. I hate that we live in this world. Teachers and you know what? I'm not a huge fan of the police institution, but even those cops, they're under, you know, well, that's a whole different thing. But so many underpaid people, and we revel in all these fucking celebrities. We idolize, well, I did at least, I'm trying to break away from that. That's why I'm not even happy with Madonna right now. I'm like, listen, but we sit here, fools like me sit here and idolize all these motherfuckers, but we don't really sit back and think, why? You ain't struck, like, what? We get too emotionally involved where we forget, we just leave it at the music. Damn it, man.
Well, you know, already know how I felt about that, and I've spoke to you plenty of times about that, how I don't agree with
idolizing
how people are so upset. Like, don't get me wrong, like I've told you a million times, I love Enrique Iglesias. Like, since he first came out, I always said, you know, he's the love of my life, like he's supposed to be my husband.
I wanna sit on his face.
I'm allowing Anna to borrow him for now. But I'm not
saying she said bar, what you gonna do? Give him right back?
No, she has to give it back to me. But I'm not gonna sit here and fight with strangers because they said something that they don't like about Enrique. Or I'm not gonna sit here and spend so much money on tickets and merchandise and all this kind of stuff and just, you know, praise to this person that doesn't even know I exist in this world, first of all.
Yeah.
You know, and praise this person like that's the person who gave me life. Like, no, it's not that serious.
Is this the orange juice you're promoting? Appreciate you.
A little spiky?
Oh, okay. Appreciate you, King. I didn't go to the liquor store either. I'm sorry. I was trying to get here. You know,
Got me this whiskey.
Oh, I love you, bro. You know, Jasmine, the point where and to agree with you, I'm not ignoring you, love.
Oh shit!
Hold on, Jasmine. I gotta put my charger on. Oh, we got 10%. We go. Anybody got a charger on her?
Like,
nah. Damn, Jasmine. You about to be fucked. I'm about to have Harry call you on his phone. You know where his phone's at?
It's right here.
You don't got an iPhone charger, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, we got you. Jasmine, you're gonna stay right there. I'm not even editing this part out. Jasmine, I agree with you. The point where it really hit me was the visit that when Popeye, Shayla, and I went to your house for Gay Pride.
Yes.
That remember I went to go see the documentary of Madonna that these two fangirls knew. Like, okay, whatever. All right, and I know them. I forgot the Russian girl's name, but Jeannie. She's the DJ. Jeannie's the sweetheart. Okay. When I saw that documentary of the hardcore fans put together, they opened that documentary with the Bible verse about idolizing. And then it goes into the documentary. And I was like, when I was reading it, as soon as I read it, I felt a shift. And I'm not talking on my ass. When I was done with the documentary, on one side of the coin, I was fascinated. Because these people, y'all think I'm something or I was something, but these people are going every night of the tour, leaving their home country, sleeping on the streets. There was a woman that her husband came out in the documentary. We talked about this, guys, I think at some point off air. And she said, her husband said, I hate when Madonna drops a new album because I know for the rest of the year, I'm not going to see my wife. My wife calls me from Paris, sleeping on the street. Just trying to get a front row, that bothers me. And I thought, where do we draw the line? So after that, I don't know. And I know, you know, sometimes I post things here and there, and I'm good with playing the music all the time. The music's great, but am I gonna sit here and do all that? So when she dropped this tour, I was like, yo, there will be no, I need to go 3 or 4 times. There will be no, I need to be in the front. And if I'm gonna drop the money, I'll get a good seat. I'll be on the floor, sure. Not a problem. But do I need to spend $1,000 to be in the front? No. And what was the first thing I called you and said? What do I want to do? I want to bring my mom to Madonna. I want to make a memory. She's the first person to take me to a concert. It was Madonna. Oh no, the Spice Girls was my first concert, but she wasn't in there. But to me, that made more sense. And no, I don't need to. I was just mad she did it like on a random Wednesday. Bitch, now I gotta sacrifice my money for Friday? Damn. So I felt like I contradicted my damn self when I bought the ticket. But life is a contradiction. But if I'm gonna do it, let's do it. I just got a ticket for Jill Scott. I'm excited. But you understand the point I'm trying to tell you, Jasmine?
You know what? Don't get me wrong, yes.
Oh, whiskey.
But
No, it's good. I just my mind wasn't prepped for the
burn?
For the whole entire flavor of whiskey. Like I'm on this tequila vodka thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before
that's a sipper. That's not
like
a
every day you used to post about her. Every single day. And
ridiculous.
At everyone who said anything. Anything negative about Madonna. But now it's like you just like you brush it off. You don't post her.
My dude, I was the one throwing shade yesterday. Looking like Jigsaw.
I know you was like Madonna,
Nah, because listen,
that was nasty.
I'm gonna be real with you. I didn't know she was gonna be at the Grammys, so I was in the middle. This is how it broke. Let me break this down. I was peeing, and I heard them say, "Please welcome blah 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 Madonna." I had to whip. I didn't even get to wash my hands when I saw who was on that stage. The first thing I said was, "Babe, you just did this look about a month and a half ago when you re-released the Sex Book and you were at the Art Basel." But wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Ooh, that's not my Madonna. That's looking like Jigsaw.
Wait a minute.
And when I saw how she was just trying to, I don't know. I felt like Bendita. No. No, baby.
Send her a DM.
No. It broke my heart, bro. It didn't look like my girl. Didn't feel like my girl. I felt like she was trying too hard. And I never said this before, but I saw it on Sunday night. And I'm like, yo, when you're gone, they don't respect you now.
Right.
So imagine when you're gone.
She's playing
herself. Need to call Cher's doctor. Because Cher still looks like Cher.
Big fact.
And Cher's older. Come on. When is enough surgery? It's not about your age. This isn't about ageism anymore. It's the same topic. It's the same feeling with the BBLs. When is too much too much? What happened, everybody?
Like China.
Why aren't people in her camp saying no? Why aren't her children saying, "Mommy, I don't know who you are"?
You sound like this motherfucker, Christian Walker.
Like if I was Lola, and Rocco, those are her natural. I would pull mom in a room, lock the other kids out, and be like, "We'll be right back." And get this bitch together quick. You know what, Ma? Enough's enough.
Wait a minute.
Enough. You want to touch up and do a little Botox here and there? Fine. But all this extra shit, enough's enough. I'm sorry I'm being harsh, but this is Mom.
What if they have and she just doesn't live it?
You know what? That's true too, though.
Madonna.
That's true too. You know, I love her and I'm not judging people that over. Here's the thing, it's not about plastic surgery, it's about too much plastic surgery. It's about when it's not looking right anymore. And I just know, I don't know, me dio pena, I broke my heart. All right, let's get off the Grammys, let's get off Madonna, let's move on.
Please.
Fear.
Thank God.
Fear of Flying. Oh, that was an album.
Fear?
I don't know. Okay, let's get off of Fear. Let me tell you, Jasmine, first of all, I want to give you guys public thank you for everything you've done for the show, for putting up with me, for being the best co-host. I also want to give a big shout out to every other guest co-host in both seasons. Thank you for your time, your opinions, your thoughts, your ideas even, and your support. But to you two in particular, thank you. You know how this is my passion project, and it's also it's my therapy. So my question to you is, although you might not be as emotionally invested,
why do we do this shit?
What is my show like, just us and spending this time and creating this? What is it like? How do you feel about it? And what does it mean to you? This isn't a blowing smoke up my ass part either. This isn't even about me. But for you, what has it done for you? Harry.
Personally, I would say it gives me time to connect with my brother. So it's just an excuse to do so. In other words, so if your thing was rapping, if your thing was a food truck, if your thing was like, I would be there grilling burgers with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Straight up. If your thing was, I don't know, acting, like I would help you get to the long rides. Like, yo, I need a ride to the track.
What if I was prostituting? You want to come hang with me in the boulevard?
I mean, I've been.
You can monitor
before.
The guys and oh my God. I hate you. Jasmine. I appreciate you.
I mean, it helps a lot. Well, you know, it's something that sometimes when you're not being annoying. I look forward to it. because, you know,
no, she right.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah.
She right.
I have a little, sorry, Harry, but girl time. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you're
right, right.
You're a girl, Harry. But,
well, I don't know. If you would have called Harry 4 hours ago, you would have got a woman. Because he played a prank on me, and I thought it was a woman. I thought it was the call I was trying to dismiss. Go ahead. I'm just being,
you know, girl talking. You know, I'm able to, like, also speak about a lot of stuff that I see on the internet that is hard to express because this cancel culture is ridiculous to say that if you say the slightest thing that someone doesn't agree with, it's like, oh my God, you're, you know, whatever phobic. You know?
Yeah.
So at least it's a more of a freedom of being able to say whatever I feel without judgment.
Yeah.
Well, at least we are.
Oh yeah, never any judgment. No. Even if there's disagreement, like me and Los don't always agree on things, but I don't. I mean, never, ever am I judging my brother. Like, this is crazy. I'll just be vulnerable and say it. But like, I told my dad, yo, I trust you so much that if you committed a crime or whatever like that, like I would be there for you if you told me like, yo, I didn't do it, no matter the crime. Like, just no matter the crime, no matter what. Like, I have so much love and trust for you that. If you said you didn't do it. And that's just how I feel, you know, like with you and me when it comes to this shit. Like,
yeah.
I just, you know, I got your back, man.
Thanks. I appreciate the both of your support. And I echo what Jasmine said. It really is become therapy too, man. And it's become such a fabric of self-care for me as well. And I feel like, you said it earlier. We love creating. We love creativity. We love, and it's a healthy expression, and I want all the listeners to feel like they're having a good time with us. And even if they, and I always said that season two to me is better than season one. You don't want to hear me talking about myself. And there was times where I was just rambling, and I didn't have a structure, and I didn't, you know. And I feel like as season two evolved, it started out as with a bang, sonically, structure wise. But I feel like it got better, and I think that's another reason why the season ran for so long is that we had so much wonderful things to talk about. And then we started incorporating hot topics, which is something that it wasn't really doing as much because we were talking more about social issues in season one, because a lot was going on socially. 2020 and 2021 practically raped all of us. And I'm sorry if that's a sensitive, harsh word, but I say that in the sense, it really did.
It took a lot from us without our
yeah. Come on now. Thank you. Thank you. And I love having a female on the show as well, a woman.
Yeah, nah, her perspective is A1, A+. I'm sorry, A+.
Yeah, and I've loved my roundtable discussions with Carmelo and Missy and everyone and just everyone who's been on. I've loved hearing their, you know, even my guests when Reese is on, which big shout out to Antonio Biaggi, Garabato. A big shout out to everyone who's been on. Jimmy Bonds.
Yeah, he was out here.
I've tried.
For sure.
I really, really have tried.
You just need better marketing.
That's yeah.
You just need better marketing.
Well, you know, season three is coming up. Maybe in a few months, maybe in a month.
And
when it drops,
logo.
No, I didn't say it yet. But there you go, there's new shit coming. I got a new logo in these streets. I got a new man up in my sheets. No, that's a lie. I don't. Listen, new branding, new logo. There's a new design, and I'm excited, but also getting more into the video. I want to give a big shout out to Steven Chamblay for, you know, it's like, yo, we're not doing this on video? Oh, and it made me pull out my tripod and, you know, like put it on my YouTube channel. So it's great. And a big shout out to Reese for always holding me down on the show. Thank you for all your support.
Fine ass Reese. She fine as hell. I just want to put that out there.
Big shout out to Steve McKee, her partner.
Hey, big
Steve
shout
McKee
out.
On the drums. Yo, no, she is beautiful. She's stunningly
I'm sure
beautiful.
He's a handsome man.
He actually really
just,
is.
Yeah, I'm just
he
saying,
actually really
she's
is.
Fine
Reese, the both of you are actually short. Maybe I'm just tall, but y'all short. I love you, Reese. You know that. Because she holds me down too, man. And I just, that's my girl. And we were talking about not idolizing. But look, Madonna ain't doing this for me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when you can connect with somebody on a soul level and somebody that actually, like, hears you and appreciates, because it goes back to just the music. When Definitely. Music changes you, it's great. But I think the thing about this standing culture, but I can't even, I've been standing since I was a kid. So you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to make that next statement. I just want to say there's just more to life. And there's just, yeah, nah. Beyonce, I registered for your tour. I registered. I don't know if I'm come to see you.
I can't wait.
But I want to see you, love but this, not at those prices.
Love this album.
I know. Well, I'll tell you who I will be purchasing next is Janet Jackson. Now, I just recently got Jill Scott.
Something like a phenomenon.
Wrong artist, but I get it.
Oh, facts?
That's LL Cool J. Something like a phenomenon. That's 1999. Something like a phenomenon.
So what am I thinking of?
You're thinking of...
You bet you think this song is about yeah. you, don't you? Mm. Don't you?
Really? Hip hop head? And you mix... Yeah. All right. Listen.
Hip hop. Yeah,
let's take a quick break and we'll do our closing segment. We'll end it the way we always do and we'll have our closing opinions and thoughts and ideas. We'll be right back at the lounge.
What's your favorite Jay-Z volume? Just the volumes, 1, 2, 3.
You know what? When I think about volumes. Jasmine, you answer
about
that.
Beakers.
What's your favorite Jay-Z volume? I need that charger, bro. Otherwise, they might not be a Jasmine for the next section. Jasmine, in case you're not here, do you have any closing thoughts? I'm still recording, Jasmine.
I don't know.
Well, what's your favorite Jay-Z album?
Blueprint.
Which one? The regular one?
The first one.
The first one.
Well, I'm just talking specifically yeah. Volume 1, 2, 3. We can also do Blueprint 1, 2, 3. What's your favorite? Obviously, 1 is my favorite. I think 3 is your favorite.
3 is my favorite. Here's my favorite. Cause every day a motherfucker's born. Copywritten. Copyright. Ho, don't sue me. We'll be right back at the lounge. Oh, you, oh, silly commercial time. Los's Lounge. Los's Lounge. Hey, ladies. Have you ever had a man that just worked your motherfucking nerve? Did you not know where to send them to or where to send them? Or, oh, fuck, I fucked up the commercial. See, I'm better with this with Harry, but he walked out the room to go pee. Damn it, man. We'll be right back. Oh, let's bring it. Welcome. Oh. Oh.
That's what I was getting.
Welcome back to Los's Lounge Podcast. Don't forget that Los's Lounge Podcast. Oh. Hey. All right. Shout out to Aaliyah. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. And a shout out to Timbaland, the whole VA. All right. I want to give a big shout out to the country. I want to give a big thank you to the country of Germany. I see you. No, and I'm no stop. I see you. I look at my analytics, and apart from the U.S., you guys are the number one country holding me down. I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Oh man, I wish I didn't laugh. I'm sorry.
That you kind of shitted on my whole point, but I was being. I feel bad. So Danka.
Only because you said Aaliyah. Did you hear about the girl that is accusing of? Yes, that she's saying that she is Aaliyah and R. Kelly's child. And she, like,
I heard about that literally 7 hours ago.
No, I didn't hear that. That's some tea for season 3. But you know what? They've been doing this with Janet Jackson for years, talking about I'm Janet Jackson's kid from her and DeBar. And all these people are so stupid.
Yeah, she tried to sing too. Her singing is.
Mm. Listen, everybody looking for a story and a headline. Everybody
the
trying
kid
to.
Don't look like Aaliyah's sister, brother, cousin, auntie, uncle, or anything.
Okay, so. What was I going to get into? You threw me off. Season 3. So thank you, Germany. Thank you, everyone in the States that is listening. I see you, Texas. I see you, Florida. And I definitely see you, New York and Los Angeles. And I just want to say thank you. Georgia, I see you. I love looking at all the towns. I love analytics because it really makes you feel more connected. Damn it, man. Media is so powerful. And, you know, there's a million podcasts out there. Some as silly as mine. But
yo, I bet me and Julio had a hip hop podcast, just talking shit to each other. Because I know we have like differing views on hip hop.
You ever cut me off while I'm in the middle of a heartbeat? You already fucked it up with Germany. Germany is mad at you.
No, my bad.
Germany is mad at you.
I'm just shouting out Julio. Like he has his, you know. Ew,
him? He ain't contributed to this show. He don't even fucking support me.
Never mind.
Wait a minute. No, actually, I take it back. Because what's your name? Not Janet. Jasmine. You just missed the conversation with Jasmine and I. I call Julio. I never call Julio. I called him and he didn't pick up. But he don't like to pick up because he feels like it's an emergency or something happened. And I said, but damn, yo, I'm trying. I called him. But she was like, but that's why. Because you don't call. Oh. Well, you know, Jasmine's the same household, you know. Until he don't put Loser's Lounge as a main post, as a regular post, not a story on his page, I'm not calling him anymore. Yeah, but he be putting all these other punk-ass people that he be working with and all these little fake-ass rappers that don't even got bought. You know what? Some of them do. I like, and the two ones that I do like, y'all, you know what? Damn it, man. Y'all not even friends with them anymore. I hate the world.
What the fuck is this, an Arthur episode?
I don't know. What I do want to say is thank you, everybody. Season 3 is coming back with rebranding, new logo, new everything. I'm excited, and it's all thanks in part to Dini, otherwise known as Harry, otherwise known as, can you please close your door? It's freezing in here. We are, Loser's Lounge is a mobile lounge. It was warmer earlier, though.
Nah, but Jasmine, what you think about that? What if I started a network? I had Moses Lounge on there. I had Jasmine's Hour, where Jasmine just gets into her bag. And then how would you feel if me and Julio had an hour and a half of just talking hip-hop, shitting on each other?
I think Julio would love that.
Facts. You know, let Julio get it off. Let me refute his points and just be like first take. It'd be like a first take from ESPN where, you know, I'm Shannon Sharp or he's Shannon Sharp. And
I've heard his name recently in media.
Just because I know Julio's going to say some stupid shit. I'm going to be like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I'm going to say some stupid shit. And he's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And if there's anyone who knows about hip hop,
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. I know he can challenge me. I know he can, you know, sharpen my steel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One positive thing about each other. Go. I'll start it off. Or one favorite thing about each other. One of my favorite things about Harry is Harry makes you think. And he's really forced me to think, be well-rounded on everything. And I learned my vernacular has grown with Harry. And Harry has exemplified what I've been talking about recently, God with grace. And this is off topic here, but you know what I'm saying? And I love that. I feel humbled and grounded. My favorite thing about Jasmine, also, Harry, I could, with the show particularly, I can go one way and Harry knows how to wind me back. Or maybe I've just listened to your finally advice, like at some points. I try not to cut you off as much either. Have I evolved in that department?
For sure.
Thank you, man. You know, when you said, he said this, everybody, CPT, color people time, earlier, it made me think about that. I was like, because I had keys with me. I had Keenan in the car. And I want to start bashing. I was like, yo, you're the number one offender in this. And I was like, oh, no, wait. These last 4 years, you've actually, maybe 3 years, you've gotten better. You know, let's give credit where credit is due. Anyways, my favorite thing about Jasmine is... she's my mother, father, sister, brother, therapist, accountant, lawyer. And she's done such a wonderful job handling it all. And she didn't even sign up for this when she married Julio.
She's Captain America out here.
Yeah, she signed up to marry one motherfucker, not two. And, you know. No, and she's just been on it. And I just love everything. I love everything about both of you guys, but... I don't know. I just want to throw you your roses. You're the co-host and the fabric of the show. And I just thank you for just doing it, you know, still with me. I don't want him on the show. He needs to be. You know what, Jasmine? If you can just mute yourself till we call upon you. I don't know your husband in the name of Mariah Carey. All right, everybody.
Speaking about my husband, I just told him that Harry wants to do, like, you know, a segment with hip hop, and he's like, when? He's down.
Actually,
that's my man.
So he said, I said, season three. He goes, season three? He goes, hold on, I wasn't invited to season one or two. What do I look like?
This will be a season one of him. This will be a season one of him and me.
Because, Julio, and I'm going to tell you why. Put me on. But listen, if Julio's going to be on this for the next 10 minutes, I need the sound to be.
Julio died in 1984. The other one died in 2012.
Yeah.
See, we need that on the pod.
All right. So yeah, I got good sound from him. The thing is not that. The thing is, even when I tried to have you as a guest, we're two cousins. And it's just hard to break, like, and like, it's silly with it. So I wanted to sit down and be as serious, or not even. You do great on the family episodes when it's a group of us. I love it. So we need that. So welcome to Los's Lounge podcast, everybody. We got Q Streets in the building. Hi, Julio. I love you.
I love you too. Yo, but hold on, listen. If you want to boost up your ratings, just interview me. We can talk about Biggie, Pac, and Nas, you know.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you heard, you didn't hear no Justin Timberlake, or you didn't hear no NSYNC, and you didn't hear Donna.
Yo, I don't even fuck with NSYNC and Justin Timberlake, so I don't know who you're talking to. Put some respect on it. I'm a Backstreet Boys fan. They lasted.
Thank you, BSB, all day. Urban.
You're wildin'. NSYNC shits on these motherfuckers. In sync, see? We need that Julio and Dini pod now.
Your wife's gonna text you like, why are you yelling?
Fact.
No, I love In Sync. I'm just whatever. I appreciate the Backstreet Boys for having the longevity. All right, let's get to Q Street.
I love In Sync too. When my phone goes into the car, that's a sync, right?
Yes, King, yes. Hey, Q Streets, I was asking the guys, you know, you're an artist, you're creative, and when you have a passion project and you really put your heart into it, it makes you feel whole, but it really makes you feel good when you got your people that support it. So that's how I feel about my show, and I'm not looking for compliments or for you to blow smoke up my ass, but I just want to know, are you proud that I've kept up with my show?
No, I'm actually proud that your listeners kept up with you. That's what's surprising. Because for you to sit there and record yourself and upload it, that's easy. But for the followers to continue to follow you, that's the shocker right there. That's the one. That's like the cherry on top.
You know what?
Everybody says a podcast.
That's true.
Everybody's a podcast.
I said it. There's a million of them. It became like a MySpace. It became like a MySpace.
Gillian Wallow. This is what it is. I'm going to let you guys know exactly what it is. Podcasting is modern day gossip. That's all it is. And it's just a cool word for saying gossip, so you guys won't be considered gossipers. You guys are podcasters now. They just basically sugarcoated the word for bochinche.
100%. There you go.
Bochinche is translated into gossip, translated into the new version word of podcasting.
Speak on it, brother.
100%.
No, but honestly, if you really look at it,
it is what we're talking about.
All the people's events and everything like that. So that's just a sophisticated word to say that, you know, bochinche.
Bring Julio closer if he's going to talk, and the both of y'all stay close to it, because y'all both sounded really good for a second sound-wise.
Yeah, right.
I'm just thinking producer mode. Producer mode.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on anything right now? Is there anything you want to add to this before I conclude the season two finale?
Did you see the balloon, the piñata that Mexico sent?
I did.
You listen,
honey, I saw it and I had my bat out. You know when you hit the piñata, all the candy come out.
Exactly, that's what they did, man.
I put my own blindfold out. I was just swinging.
No, but realistically speaking.
No, wait, are you serious? Did that happen?
No.
You're being silly. Because I was going to say, that's fabulous.
The China bubble did really happen. The bubble, the balloon that they had did happen.
No, I know that. We're not doing all that today. Listen,
That it happened three times when Orange Man was in office.
Big facts.
And no one ever mentioned it. His office didn't know nothing about it.
Big facts.
And Joe's alarm work that day. They work.
Big facts. We got to give credit where credit's due. Even we always shit on, I shit on left and right. We all do. Like, they all fucking suckers. But you give credit where credit's due?
Yeah, I just want to know where's the vice president at. I haven't seen her since she said, Joe, we did it.
Yo, I hated when she
said, I have it on the episode. Everybody can refer back to the Kamala and Biden episode from season one. I have that exact snippet. That's the name of the episode, season one. Well, I mean, if you listen to my show, yo, I've heard every song you put out. I love your videos, especially the one in the bodega. I felt like that was your hardest track. I felt like that was, I felt like I needed to be there. You know, brother, it's to the point where you and I fuck with each other so hard, you didn't even show up to your own birthday party that was being thrown for you from your own production team. People were texting you, talking about where you at, and we were doing a whole podcast episode, and that's season two.
Stop saying that because people are not going to pay me. They're not going to book me anymore if you keep saying I don't show up to my bookings.
But you know what, though? It doesn't matter because, A, family be above anything, and I'm not trying to stop your bag.
Oh, that's FOE, family over everything.
Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to say thank you for your loyalty. Thank you for your contribution. I would really love it if you post my cover art on your Instagram because you have a lot of followers and a lot of influence.
Which one, the Tribe Called Quest one?
Not yet, but I showed him that. Let's get into it. So I asked him what his thoughts were, and it gives us Tribe.
Big facts.
And I like it, but I wanted to speak towards a little bit more me. How do we shift that?
Vibes.
Off air, we'll talk about that because I want to ask you, is it a minute color? Do we just take a color out? Do we? How do we make it? Do we add
black
something?
And white? Black and white. You stay in the gray area.
You can get the.
Oh, but I sent them that hard red and gray though. That hard red, black and gray. We can keep it that then.
Red, black and gray.
But just so less.
I feel like black and white is just neutral. Those are neutral colors, and you could just play the gray area. The gray area is the area to be in.
What are your thoughts on that artistically?
Well, like I said, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I really loved. When you sent me the red joint,
right?
The red, black, and gray. Just
I love
those
octagon.
Are my favorite colors throughout childhood.
The octagon stays,
but I also love.
Let's be clear.
The idea of changing the color every other episode or something like that. I know that takes work, but you know, what if you change
you
the color?
You could do a digital one. You could do a digital one where the colors drastically change.
All right, we're talking too much on air. That should be talking off air in terms of that. So let's not fill the time.
Back to the balloons.
Back? No, not even the balloon. Now that I have you on the phone, because I have to conclude this episode. I mean, I don't have to. I feel like there's a vibe, but I want to make sure. Are you
going,
man? You
got greatness in the building.
So. I know,
get
but.
Brady, bitch. You see how I add my own buttons into it?
It's not always about you, Brady. That's why you shaving your head. We're going to conclude this episode with the one-word association games. Q Streets, please stay on there, both of you. And I love this. More people, the more fun. One-word association game to end off season two. Thank you to all the listeners. I'll start with Q Streets, one word association. Creativity.
Creativity? No, it's not the first thing that pops to your head. Because when you think of creativity, I think of a lot of things that just pop to your head.
I just need one answer, sweetheart. I don't need a lecture. Harry, creativity.
Stop me.
Individualism.
Thank you, Harry. Jasmine, freedom.
Love.
Q Streets, fatherhood.
Everything.
See how natural that was?
Yeah, that was natural.
That was beautiful.
Fatherhood is the best hood.
Harry.
See, that's fire. Hot. Yes, sorry.
Hill.
Stop stealing my quotes. I'm going to trademark that right now.
Hill. Oh, lineage.
You know what? I asked you this many episodes ago, and I feel like that's the same answer you said.
I remember hearing that answer before.
Damn it, man. I'm having a deja vu. You're so you. Fabulous. All right.
Josie's trying to give her one word association also.
Josie, what's your one word association?
Josie, poop. Let's get back to it. Focus, everyone. Q Streets. Family.
Everything.
Okay. Harry. Time.
Endless.
Not enough.
Jasmine. Pond t-shirts.
shorts.
That is funny.
Carlos.
You're stupid.
The blue jean ones.
Listen, is the weather's getting warmer. I don't even want to answer it. I just wanted to hear y'all answer. Please don't set your house on fire, bro. Oh my God. All right, everybody. We're gonna end this.
Hold on. Could I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you feel about the Quavo and Offset beef?
I don't. And I want to say on that note, I don't. You know, I'm more about rest in peace, Fife. Rest in peace, Prodigy. Left Eye, I miss you. I'm more about, I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. I only knew about it over the Breakfast Club, and I heard the snippet that they play with Cardi saying, is both y'all both wrong, and I love that. It made me respect Cardi in a different way, because I always talk about this with Harry. She's not my favorite celebrity or rapper, but I love that. She played the part real good. She played the position real good. Now, y'all both wrong. So whatever the fuck happened, if it did happen, I like that. That's all I got to say about that.
No, she was talking about her straps, that one of them kept going down and then the other one fell down. So she kept talking to her straps. She didn't see, she told the lady, she's like, I was just a malfunction on my outfit. That's who I was talking to. She's talking to the straps.
So
like,
oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay. So I'm sorry. So see, I'm wrong. So I don't know. Listen, it's brotherhood. I have so many opinions, and at the same time, I shouldn't have an opinion, but I don't know. Those two should be now. The closest after them losing their brother. I think I would be.
I feel like that's the issue. The people that shouldn't have an opinion is having too much of an opinion.
I mean, that's family stuff, you know, so I can't really get into that because it's not even artist stuff. That's family stuff for them. It's a different thing. That's your only question for me, though? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Season 3 coming soon, everybody. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank everybody who has been co-hosting with me. I want to thank you guys for doing it. And then thank you for your
support. Coming soon.
Season 3, bro. Listen, season 3.
Coming soon, starting H&Q. We're going to take this shit to the hills.
Talk that shit.
All right, what?
Season 3, starring H&Q. We going to take this to the hills.
I guess I'll be in the cut with Jasmine then. Just chilling.
Oh, you hear Josie in the background?
Oh, shit.
Tell them, Josie. You sponsor that one? You sponsor next season? That's right.
I want to thank everybody who believed in it. I want to thank everybody who doesn't believe in it, because regardless of it, none of it really matters. It'll connect and hit and land with the people it needs to. It'll make you feel how it needs to make you feel. And I always said that when I'm long gone, my family will hit play and keep my legacy going. Season 3 coming soon.
Shout out to your followers. Shout out to your subscribers. Shout out to your people, your supporters.
Always.
And your haters.
And the haters.
If you don't have haters, you ain't doing that correctly.
You ain't popping. That's why I hate you so much, because you popping right now.
I'm trying. I can only be me. I'm just Carlos. All right, everybody.
As long as you ain't trying to be Willie. Gillian Wallow and Matt Pop in them, you got it right there.
Because I'm an island boy.
We're not millionaires, but we can't give $1 million worth of game, and you're not an expert, so we ain't looking for your expert opinion. That's it. As long as we keep it simple, kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Oh, wow. You know, I think that's a fabulous way to end season 2, so I'll see you in season 3. Enough said.
Bye.